The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome. My name is Tanner and this is the Cozy Crypto Podcast. Thank you for joining me this week as we talk more about mythical creatures in Brazil. This week we're talking about the Capo Lobo. The Capo Lobo is a mythical creature from Brazilian folklore. It is said to be a type of forest spirit or monster that lives in the Amazon rainforest. The Capo Lobo is described as a large hairy creature with sharp claws, pointed ears, and glowing eyes. It's said to be very fast and agile, and is known for its ability to disappear in the forest without a trace. According to the legend, the Capo Lobo is a mischievous creature that likes in playing pranks on humans who venture into the forest. It's said to be particularly fond of stealing food and other items from campsites. It is known to use its sharp claws to open tanneries and break into tents. Despite its mischievous nature, the Capo Lobo is not generally considered to be a dangerous creature and is said to be more of a nuisance than a threat. In some versions of the legend, the Capo Lobo is said to have a magical flute or whistle that is used to lure humans deeper into the forest. Once the human is lost, the Capo Lobo will play more tricks and pranks on them until they manage to find their way out. The Capo Lobo is an important figure in Amazonian folklore and has been the subject of many stories, songs, and works of art. While there are no scientific evidence to support the existence of the Capo Lobo, it remains a popular and enduring legend in Brazilian culture. Capo Lobo has been a popular subject in Brazilian art for many years. It has been depicted in a variety of different mediums, including sculpture, painting, and illustrations. Some notable works of art that feature Capo include the painting Capo Lobo, Brazilian artist Tarsi do Amaral. This abstract painting, which was created in 1928, features a colorful and playful depiction of the Capo Lobo. A sculpture, Capo Lobo, by Brazilian artist José Bento. This life-size sculpture, which was created in 1970, features a realistic depiction of the Capo Lobo, complete with sharp claws and glowing eyes. The book O Capo Lobo e Outros Criaturas, by Brazilian author Ronaldo Carreiro de Brito. This collection of short stories features a variety of different creatures from Brazilian folklore, including the Capo Lobo. The children's book, A Lenda do Capo Lobo, by Brazilian author Lucia This illustrated book tells the story of a young boy who encounters the mischievous Cape Lobo in the Amazon rainforest. The video game Cape Lobo Adventures by Brazilian game developer Webcore Games. This mobile game allows players to explore the Amazon rainforest and interact with a variety of different creatures, including the Cape Lobo. These are just a few examples of the many works of art that have been inspired by the Cape Lobo over the years. Some food. Tell you some stories about the Cape Lobo, the feature. In one version of the story of the stolen food, a group of hunters sets up camp deep in the Amazon rainforest. They had been hunting for several days and were looking forward to a good night meal that night. They cooked a large pot of stew and ate their fill, leaving the rest of the after leftovers in a container outside their tent. During the night, they were awakened by strange noises coming from outside. They heard rustling and scratching, and one of the hunters thought he saw a large hairy creature darting away from the campsite. When they went outside to investigate, they found that all their food had been stolen. The container was empty and there were claw marks on the lid. The hunters were puzzled and a little frightened. They had heard stories about the Cape Lobo, a mischievous forest creature that was known for stealing food and playing pranks on humans. They wondered if the Cape Lobo was responsible for the theft. The next day, they decided to set a trap for the creature. They left some scraps of food out in the open and hid nearby, waiting for the Cape Lobo to appear. Sure enough, after a few hours, they heard rustling in the bushes and saw the creature emerge from the forest. It was indeed a Cape Lobo, a large, hairy creature with sharp claws and glowing eyes. They approached the scraps of food cautiously, sniffing at them before taking a bite. The hunters sprang from their hiding place, hoping to catch the creature. But the Cape Lobo was too fast and too agile. It darted away in the forest, leaving the hunters empty-handed once again. They returned to their campsite, disappointed, but also a little relieved. They had seen the Cape Lobo, and now they know that the stories were true. From that day on, they were more careful about leaving their food unguarded at night, knowing that the mischievous Cape Lobo might be lurking nearby.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I'm Another story about a Cape Lobo is the story of the Lost Traveler. In the story of the Lost Traveler, a man named Joao was traveling through the Amazon rainforest. He had heard stories about the Cape Lobo, a mischievous forest creature, always known to play tricks on travelers. But he didn't believe in such things. He was confident he could find his way through the forest and reach his destination without any trouble. One day, Joao heard the sound of a magical flute playing in the distance. It was a haunting melody that seemed to draw him deeper into the forest. He followed the sound, thinking it might lead him to a nearby village or settlement. As he walked, the forest became denser and the trees grew taller. The sound of the flute grew louder, but Joao realized that he was hopelessly lost. He had no idea how to get back to his starting point and was beginning to feel very afraid. Suddenly, he heard a rustling in the bushes. Out of darkness emerged the Cape Lobo, a large, hairy creature with sharp claws and glowing eyes. Joao was terrified, but the Cape Lobo didn't seem interested in harming him. Instead, it played more tricks on him, stealing his food and hiding his belongings. Joao realized that he was completely at the mercy of the Cape Lobo. He begged the creature to help him find his way out of the forest, but only continued to play tricks on him. Finally, after several days of wandering through the forest, the Cape Lobo took pity on Joao and showed him the way back to civilization. When Joao returned to the village, he told everyone about his encounter with the Cape Lobo. Some people believed him, others thought he was crazy, but Joao knew what he had seen and he never forgot the haunting sound of the Cape Lobo's magical flute. Another story about the Cape Lobo. In the story of, hey, guys, doing well, good. In the story of the mischievous Cape Lobo, there was a small village deep in the Amazon rainforest that was constantly annoyed by the antics of the Cape Lobo. The creature was known for playing pranks on the villagers, stealing food and other items, and generally causing chaos wherever it went. At first, the villagers didn't try to catch the Cape Lobo. They set traps and laid out bait, but the creature was too clever for them. It always managed to avoid capture, and sometimes it would even play tricks on the villagers by stealing their traps and moving them to different locations. Eventually, the villagers learned to live with Cape Lobo's antics. They stopped trying to catch it and instead started leaving offerings of food and other items as a way of appeasing the creature. They hoped that by giving it what it wanted, Cape Lobo would be less likely to play tricks on them. To their surprise, the plan worked. Cape Lobo became less mischievous and more friendly, even playing with the village children, occasionally bringing them gifts. The villagers began to see the creature as more of a playful forest spirit than a monster to be feared. Over time, the Cape Lobo became a beloved figure in the village. It was still mischievous at times, but the villagers had learned to laugh at its pranks rather than feeling annoyed or angry. They even started telling stories and singing songs about the Cape Lobo, turning into a beloved character in the folklore and culture. In the end, the Cape Lobo became a symbol of the unique and magical qualities of the Amazon rainforest. The villagers learned to appreciate the beauty and wonder of the forest, even when it took the form of a mischievous creature like the Cape Lobo. One final more story for you. Story of Cape Lobo's Revenge. In the story of the Cape Lobo's Revenge, a group of loggers entered the Amazon rainforest and started chopping down trees. They ignored the warnings of the local villagers. I told them that the Cape Lobo would be angry if they continued, but the loggers were determined to make a profit and they didn't care about the consequences. Sure enough, the Cafe Lobo appeared. It was angry and vengeful. Determined to stop the loggers from destroying the forest, it played tricks on them, stealing their tools and equipment and causing chaos wherever it went. At first, the loggers laughed off the Cafe Lobo's antics. They thought it was just a silly creature that didn't pose any real threat. But as the days went on, they began to realize the Cafe Lobo was serious. It was determined to stop them from chopping down any more trees. The Cafe Lobo's revenge became more and more intense. It would sneak up on the loggers in the middle of the night, making strange noises and causing them to panic. It would steal their food and water, leaving them stranded and helpless in the middle of the forest. Finally, the loggers had enough. They packed up their equipment and left the forest, vowing never to return. The Cafe Lobo had won, and the forest was safe once again. I think I've seen this movie called Harry and Henderson's. Yeah, that's it. Didn't it have like a, or was it Woody Woodpecker? I forget. Anyway, Cafe Lobo had won. The forest was safe once again. The local villagers were grateful to the Cafe Lobo for protecting their home. They saw the creature as a guardian of the forest, a powerful and mysterious force that could not be ignored. From that day on, they made sure to respect the Cafe Lobo and other creatures that had lived in the Amazon rainforest, knowing that the consequences of ignoring them could be dire. See, I'm getting very much Swamp Thing vibes from the Cafe Lobo. Very much a trickster vibes from Cafe Lobo. Very much of a Bigfoot vibe from Cafe Lobo. It's my opinion. What do you think? Let me know on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. That's where you can find the podcast. Leave a review on any writing on any podcasting platform of your choice. It's like Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, something like that. Leave a follow, subscribe. You know, that'd be cool. Share with your friends. This has been an episode of Cozy Cryptid Podcast. Cozy Cryptid Podcast. Here with your host, Tanner Davidson. I'm your host. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being you. Have a good week. Thank you.